Welcome to the podcast. Today we have guest. Guest is Michael. That's the intro to the podcast. and the first part of this podcast, I wanted to do something we haven't done before live. I want to come up with topics we can talk about on the podcast.
You know, I saw a comment that says that the host should rotate every podcast. And since we have Michael here and he's our guest, he should be the host. So it just takes all the pressure off. Wait, maybe that's a all bad right, idea.
What have you guys talked about? What have been the podcast so far?
We've looked at mean comments. We've talked about our horrific, like, adolescent childhood romances, you know, like in middle school when you're trying to interact with girls and it doesn't go well.
That's cool.
Was that last week?
Yeah, that was last week.
Yeah, with Daniel.
You missed it.
Good. You guys don't want to know my stories.
Oh, no, wait. Actually, that's great. This is a great segue.
What a good transition. Thank you, Kevin, for picking up.
Hold on. They're really deep down repressed. It's going to take me a while to dig them out.
You got to dig them out.
The more stories that people told, like, the more, like, these horrible memories that had been, like, concrete lid, like, sealed up and covered in dirt, they just, like, started, like, creeping out of my head. And I was like, oh, no. I thought I forgot about these long ago.
Like, you know the meme that guys are bad at picking up, like, cues? That's not a meme. Like, this is real life. It's very real.
Yeah.
I'm not going to elaborate anymore.
You know, I think we should do something where we get mad at each other. Anyone have any ideas? How could we get mad at each other?
I don't know.
You're bad. How do we start this? How do we get, like?
Will is actually very bad at Modern Warfare.
Yeah, no.
He's actually building a device to help him cheat because he's so bad at Modern Warfare.
It's already built. I just have to program it. Hey, Michael, you want a job?
The controller thing?
Yeah, I started writing it up. I started realizing that to build that whole controller, I mean, I should probably elaborate. Now I have to elaborate because you brought it up. It's a keyboard and mouse that the inputs of a keyboard and mouse get converted to a game controller. So yeah, it's like little tiny servo motors moving it. But then the controller then tricks the computer into giving you the controller advantage that you get, like the aim assist. So, dude, you realize like what happens when you like press W is it moves like the joystick forward. Mm-hmm. But then what happens if you press D after, or if you press S after pressing W? Like, does it go forwards or does it go backwards? Right.
After pressing W.
So if you press W to go forwards and S to go backwards, but if you're holding them down at the same time, what happens?
Just cancel out the command. It's both.
So, like, nothing happens?
So nothing happens, yeah. If, like, you have all,
but on a controller, you can do, like, positive at the same time. You can do all these movements at the same time.
Yeah, but you can't on a keyboard, so you're locking to like.
So then, but then you have to like check. You have to like check or like both press down at the same time. And then it's like you think of all the other things that you can do where you can have like collisions or like weird. And it's just like, oh no, it's just like a huge like pile of like if statements. And so I've just been avoiding it. It's all built and everything. It's just sitting on the kitchen table.
It will be. I can't wait for you to turn it on for the first time. And then it just snaps off the servo horn because it turns too far.
It just rips it up. Then you have to set all the servo positions. That's a nightmare.
Yeah, that shit sucks, actually. That was gross.
You, in your surgery robot video, you said something that I feel like. It's funny when you hear people say things and you're like, that's bullshit. You said, this is the first time I've ever turned it on. You said this is the first time I've ever turned it on.
I forget. It was a long time ago.
But yeah, how
might have been
possibly
the first time I turned it on. It might have been I mean, it's the first time I turned it on with everything attached. Like my main concern. You remember how like wobbly that main the cum was? That shit. Right. That was the first time I saw it in action. Like going through the homing sequence.
Okay.
And that shit, bro, that was terrifying. With all the weight on it, I was so surprised.
It's like shaking the whole like frame back and forth.
Yeah, the entire thing. God, I should have gotten a better piece of metal.
What did you do with it? Because it's kind of a big, like, just big.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, when we moved, I just like took it apart and kept all the metal and just kept it. I sold all the electronics.
You sold it?
Huh?
You sold it? You sold the electronics?
No, he says he still has it.
Oh, he still has it. I was going to say. I was like, there's no way he sold it. That's way too much work.
Yeah.
Nice.
This shit is like 15 pounds.
So do you keep everything from your like videos? Do you keep all that stuff?
Only if it looks badass. If it doesn't look badass, then it's like I can just take it off and use it for something else. Usually,
I still have half the shit you've made that you. Like,
oh, I know. Yeah,
I was at Will's storage container. I was at Will's place. He still has like almost all of the stuff he's made.
The tomato spike machine is just sitting under the workbench because I was like, well, I think
really?
Yeah, we've used parts off of it. Like,
yeah, that's why I like keeping that around. It's like, yeah, I could use something off of that.
It just is hard. It's so easy to accumulate a bunch of crap. That's why, like, I don't understand.
Dude, story of my life. I still have a defibrillator in the corner of my room.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, my God. Actually, you should see. One day you should go check out Kevin's house because Kevin is. You know how, like, everyone has ADHD, right?
I'm not as bad as Peter is, though.
Kevin is like, the pinnacle of ADHD. I've never seen someone's brain so...
like, squirrel brain?
Okay, Kevin,
I've got,
Kevin
I've got the laser over here still.
Yeah, that disaster. Kevin has, like, you know, like, the pull-out drawers for electronics, like, the little, like, parts bins?
Yeah.
Filled with components that, like, have, like, solder residue on them. Because I was like, these look like they were taken off a circuit board. And he said, "What did you say, Kevin?"
Why? Yes.
Spend how long?
They were taken off of a bunch of ATX power supplies and circuit boards.
So how long would you sit there and just solder components to like pull them off of circuit boards so you could fill your?
It was a process. It's a learning experience. So first, I used like a solder sucker, and those suck. Like. Yeah, figuratively, and then I use solder wick, and that works good. And then I just got a heat gun, like a full on like 1500 degree heat gun, and just melt components off the board.
Stop caring about the which whatever survives.
Could you exactly. not just put it? Could you not just put it in the oven?
No, I mean,
I feel like I can't believe like you would sit there and like pull resistors off of like, a circuit board.
It's like
recycling, man.
You know, in Minecraft, right? You like you organize all your chests, and you like I don't know why you have 10,000 wheat seeds in 5 chests in Minecraft, but you tend to accumulate things, and that's what I did.
Right,
I accumulate.
I feel like it's yeah.
Oh no, I was gonna go off on a tangent. You talk.
I was gonna say like it's like I feel like you know you always buy new stuff. Like Michael, I mean I do the same thing too because like why would I try to scrounge and like panic and then it doesn't work.
I do it if it's practical. Yeah, I used to get all my electronics from like old electronics though. But now it's like 13 cents for 100 on AliExpress or something.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
I'm
but
throwing
the shipping,
that shit in the
dude,
trash.
The
that's
shipping.
Tic Tacs.
Who
cares?
I read a story.
Your time
that...
is worth more money, Kevin.
Wait, waiting 30 I days or it's like your brain. 30 days from the shipping too. Jeez,
that's why you have to buy a bunch of crap from China like a month in advance. You just buy things that you think you might need in the future, and then a bunch of stuff shows up that you never use.
I just
like a month.
I
heard that you guys.
Sorry about that.
You're getting yelled at. I heard you guys buy so much crap that someone called the police thinking the house got ransacked because the mail was just sitting out in front of the house.
Hi, I'm in a call. Okay. Sorry about that.
Just scream at them.
Yeah, oh no, it was like, yeah, we bought so much shit that packages would just accumulate in the front of the house and no one would like pick them up. So like, I think the postman probably thought that we like,
we're dead.
Either like we were murdered or we die. Or I guess both are dead. But yeah, like the police showed up and did like a wellness check to see that we were still alive.
I think they thought they were gonna find like you guys were not well.
We were, yeah.
But why didn't you just take the packages in?
It was, I don't know, we were lazy. Something happened. It was a little bit, because when there's like 8 people or something, like if one person, if each person forgets to take one package, and that's like fucking 8 whole packages out strewn across the front yard.
Was it worse than the Amazon video when all the stuff showed up to
No,
the...
nothing could have been worse than that.
That was insane. That was like.
I could only imagine what that Amazon guy was thinking.
The entire patio was covered in boxes.
Did it all come in like 1 or 2 days?
It did, right? I think so.
I think I remember they showed up with a van with like a dolly. Like they showed up with a special dolly
like,
showed up.
They left
never
the
seen
box
before.
That contained more boxes in there.
Yeah.
Like at our house. It was pretty
And then I think Smosh Ian, I don't know if that was in the video at all, but Smosh Ian came over and he like was like climbing over the boxes to get into the house.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. I did like strew them in a way that would make it seem like there was more, but there were like a fuck ton of them.
There was
I just
still
maximized
a lot.
Surface area. Yeah, there was a shit ton of those.
How many do you think there were?
It was 100 exactly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. like right on the
big and small. It was like everything.
Yeah, that was great. That was epic.
That Nigel, was such an epic idea.
Do you buy new chemicals, Nigel, or do you pour your old chemicals back in the bottles?
Save them up.
So, I mean, I know that question's kind of doesn't even make any sense. I buy a lot of stuff. Like, I probably receive 5 packages a day at my house, and we do wonder
Wow.
Yeah, or more. And the mailman probably wonders what I do.
Because it also is like warning, flammable, hazardous.
It
caustic.
Depends. It's like just today I got five today or something. So you come home and it's like every day is like there's Christmas.
It's kind of like Christmas for yourself. That's what I'm saying. I order a shit ton of stuff. And, like, I know what it is in my brain, but it feels good opening it.
But I buy so many things.
You guys have a mental illness.
I don't know what it is when I open it.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Sometimes I get there. Yeah.
I get so disappointed sometimes. Right. I come home and I'm like, oh, it's this thing. I open it up and it's just like, I think the other day I was really excited. I see the company. I don't remember what company it is. I'm like, oh, it's this thing I've been waiting for. I open it up and it's like cotton swabs.
He sent himself a glitter bomb.
Yeah.
Where do you get your stuff from though, Nigel? Is it like specialty stores or just like Amazon?
I order way too much stuff from Amazon. I remember, I think last year there was a time where in 1 month I had 100 separate orders.
So all right, I was going to say, click on this link in the chat.
Three separate orders per day. Sorry?
Click on that link in the chat and tell me how many orders it says in the last 3 months.
Is this Kevin? I have to log into my Amazon account to see it.
They shouldn't say me. It's just like your orders on Amazon.
Oh, that's your orders, right?
In the past year?
In the past three months.
My cookies.
Okay, so who's ordered the most stuff on Amazon? It's not me. I've got 12 orders.
That's Amazon.com, and I only have 2.
Oh, because you're not .ca.
Yeah, man.
I want to guess what Michael's is.
Guess.
In 3 months, you ordered 40 packages.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know if that's high or low.
What do you think of you? Oh my god.
60 packages.
I'm worried. No, hold on. What do you think about 40 packages first?
I think that you're killing the environment.
I order things in bulk, okay? I like to keep a reserve of things I might need, and often I do need them.
I have 44 in the past 3 months.
Okay, you have,
dude.
I have 81 in the past 3 months.
Oh, all right, and 126 in the last
3 months. Okay, he completely wrecked.
Okay, it's like,
oh
okay,
my god,
one is like a plunger, one is like slippers. None of this is egregious. It's all utilitarian.
One is a 14-inch dildo. Take my glasses.
It's like Hawaiian shirts, so I don't bake alive in the garage. It's none of it's like Gucci bag, you know. Right. It's like all shit that you would probably need.
I got some voltage regulators.
Oh my god,
mine's
140 mine's orders.
Mine are all tools motor drivers and random stuff.
Wait, that's tools. Is that orders or is that packages?
Orders,
orders. Oh, it's orders.
How many of those orders have multiple items in them?
Almost every single one.
Oh my god.
So it's not like I get 146 discrete.
I honestly feel kind of emasculated right now with 12 orders.
12?
I
probably make one a day.
I'm going to go buy some crap right now.
Like I'm also there at like one a day. It's because like I never go to the store.
Yeah, just you scream. No.
I also go to the store and buy stuff too. Because I just have so much random stuff that
I hate going to the store. That's why I go on Amazon. True.
Yeah, and it sucks to not have it.
Stores kind of actually really suck. Like, a lot of times they don't have any of the stuff you need.
Yeah, like, you feel bad about buying stuff on Amazon, and then you go to an actual store, and you realize, like, wow.
This is why they have weird shit on Amazon.
Right. Like, weird garbage. Dude, like, stores will sell you total crap. Is that Lily? Yep.
What's actually bad is I've gotten so used to using Amazon, so completely used to using Amazon, that when I would, I don't know what I was looking for the other day, I didn't find it when I searched Amazon, and I'm like, I just can't get it.
I guess it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know.
Then I looked it up on eBay, and it's just there. But I actually spent way too long just searching all on Amazon for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I go on eBay. It's the first. It's the first result. And I was like,
I would rather scrap a video than buy it on some site other than Amazon or eBay. Amazon. Yeah, like eBay. Wait. eBay is like a pretty good second. Amazon is number one, and then everything else. Like I've had so many bad experiences. Like I bought this little tiny magnetic encoder from a company, and it cost $17 to ship a box that was like maybe like 4 inches by 5 inches. And it didn't come with any of the cables, but the pictures on the website showed the cabling. And so it was like, guess what happens if I want to buy the cable? Another $17 in shipping. And I tried to get them to send it to me, and they were like, it was confusing enough where they changed the website, but not confusing enough to like give me free shipping on another order.
Wait, is this on eBay?
No, this is a website other than eBay or Amazon.
Sorry, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's just like the other day, I had to buy, I have a little, whatever, I don't get details. I have a little Wiener? Machine. Little I have a little penis. Machine. little and it penis. Needs, I need to buy
like
a little special.
You shouldn't give details at this point, because now it just sounds.
Yeah, what's the machine doing?
I have a little machine, and it needs little tubes. Okay. Little glass
maybe
tubes.
Maybe less details. Oh, God.
And I went to go buy them the other day, and it's just like, it's when you see how the websites run that you just don't even want to make an order.
Yeah.
They were such nice people. But the fact that I know that, it's because I had to speak to them. So I place the order and it goes, I was like, where are the credit card details? It's like, no. It says you place the order and we'll determine shipping later based on, because they don't have a shipping calculator.
Oh my God.
And they said, then we will call you with the total and we can arrange payment. I'm like, oh my God. But then it goes, if you want to pay or make things faster, you can fill out our pre-approved credit card form. You print out and sign it and put your details in and then fax it to us. I'm like, I don't have. So I just emailed it to them. I'm like, yeah, I don't have a fax machine. And then she calls me. She was very, very nice. But I'm like, I just was like, it's so painful.
Why?
Dude,
why?
I had to fill out a form with my credit card details.
That's embarrassing.
But I mean, it was good stuff. I got it. It's good quality stuff.
That's what matters.
Little glass tubes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Glass tubes.
What do you use them for?
For my little machine.
Well, it's for the little machine.
Oh, Michael, which mic mount do you have? Is it the desktop clamp one?
Yeah.
I have a file I'll send you to hang your headphones off of your.
Oh, I like the I like the under desk type beat.
Oh, it hangs below your desk?
Yeah, it hangs below the desk, yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Because I was like, I didn't know where to put my headphones.
Screw your little invention.
No, you know, it's okay. Screw you. You guys can suck my nuts.
Did you design that yourself?
Yeah, I just did it real quick. Because I couldn't find anything. I was like, I have to buy something on Amazon. I'm like, well, I feel like I need to, you know.
Got
to
up those orders,
good. I felt accomplished. You know, when like, you buy something, you don't use it, and you feel bad? Like, the printer had been sitting for a while unused.
So this is a perfect time for me to ask this question. If I send you a picture of a piece of plastic with some dimensions, would you want to put your 3D printer and your design skills to use?
I don't know what that means. Can
to
be
replicate
more specific?
It. To replicate. I bought a pump and a vacuum controller for it. And one came with a little mount. The other one didn't. And I can't find it on the internet, but knowing them, it's probably
they
charge like
$300. Simple, I'll do that for you if it's relatively simple.
It's kind of, it's
the
a,
problem
it's,
is shipping back and forth though is gonna cost probably like $100.
I can't ship it to you. You're gonna have to do it through photos.
Oh.
I'll put little rulers
like
and stuff.
I'll do it. Just come to California.
Actually, I could bring it with me.
Everything's now there's like the new COVID variant everyone's freaking out about. Damn it. I thought we were done.
I know.
You can't.
People are kind of pretending like it's just done.
Yeah.
I guess not. I think they're so tired of it. They're just like, Delta strain. That sounds like a fucking DLC you have to pay for too.
Right?
That's like a Death cool strain. Ass name as well.
I'm so excited for the Delta strain.
For
the
Delta
release?
Strain to come out on August 15th.
I'm so over it. I was so excited because we were finally starting to hang out and everyone's freaking out again.
No one's freaking out around where I am. Maybe they are. Maybe I'm just not aware of it.
Hell no. Yeah.
Nobody. I also don't nobody in Florida.
Yeah, nobody in Florida ever cared.
Like, it's more weeks where people cared.
Yeah. Understand. Florida's crazy. Have you been to Florida, Michael? Oh, yeah, you went to Playlist. But you didn't. Yeah, we didn't really get out of the hotel much. Oh my God, Florida is a special place. I see the laser behind you. How often do you use the laser?
Like never at all.
That's why like people keep offering. They're like this one guy offered to send me a broken laser. It's like a full built one, and he's like, I'll send it to you. You just have to pay shipping. I'm just like.
Yeah, you want this one? You can take this. I'm probably not going to take
it. The thing is, I don't want it.
I don't want it either. I like it. You guys want it?
In your complaint about getting offered something you don't want, he's just like, he offers you another one.
But this one's working. And it's got all the safety features.
You took all the safety features out? Oh, you put them
in? No, I added them in, yeah.
Why?
The air assist and I added the air assist and all that, yeah.
The moment you give it away is when you'll need it.
That's true. That is very true.
I don't know how you guys always get offers for all this cool stuff. Like, Will got this cool, like, electric scooter. You get, like, lasers. I just got an email for a vacuum cleaner unboxing.
Oh, we all get those. Those are the baseline.
Dude, every time I get one of those, I just send them, like, an obscene. I'm like, I will do that for $500,000. If you give me $500,000, I'll unbox your vacuum cleaner in a video.
They never reply.
I don't understand why.
Because they just send out a billion emails, and if they don't like what you say, there's no point. I hate the ones that you get, and they're like, if you do all this, we're willing to pay you up to $500.
What is
up? And you're just like, up to. You're just like, so that's the cap. At best, it's $500. And they're like, they want a dedicated video. They want you to review it, to test it. And you're just like, my God, I'm going to do that all for maybe $500?
I got like a business email the other day. This lady is like, hello, I am this person from this company. We have an official partnership for your channel. And I must have clicked on it, and people use these, like, tracking email trackers. And so they can see that you've opened the email. It's like a picture
tracker.
Oh,
that's why you never click.
I know. And so I look at it, I drag it to my, like, not worth it folder, and then 2 days later, there's a response from them saying, hi, I see you've looked through my message.
No. Yeah. That's bad.
And so then I replied, poo poo pee pee. And then they—I don't know—they said they replied something weird. It's me, baby Kata, and I don't know. It's like some. I don't know.
They sent you something weirder back.
Yeah,
going on with the role play.
It's baby Kata. So now I just don't even look. I'm afraid. It's like phones. They don't answer my phone.
Oh no! At the bottom of this email, it says sender notified by mail track.
Yeah.
I guess I'm gonna have to send some pee pee poo poos myself.
You know? Honestly, it's just
I'm just gonna just preemptively hit him with it.
just send it before. That's why I always right click the link and then do it anyway. I mean, also just the fact that they can hide. They can, even if you, it says it's a link, they could put that as the text and then hyperlink something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just don't click it.
Mm-mm. Just right click it or hover it and see.
Yeah, and just see what it is.
Are you getting any? What kind of weird offers are you getting? I mean, assuming Michael, you're getting the same crap as the rest of us, where it's just your vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
What is with
big vacuum cleaner? They have so many offers.
It's always vacuum.
Why does vacuum?
Wait, I don't have any vacuum offers.
Well, it's because your channel sucks.
Vacuum cleaners. I guess it wouldn't apply like to maybe because it's chemistry based.
Sense. But do you think they actually pay attention to that though? They're just like black
enough to
out.
Know that it's like a technology channel. Because I don't think other people get vacuum cleaner offers.
I asked that the Chinese guy who I was like messing with when it was like that. I just replied to one of the offers and I was messing with him, and I asked him how he found my channel, and he had no idea because it's just a giant mailing list.
Yeah, it's a huge list.
So like, how could they? Do they really? They don't even know who you are. Would they put the time into figuring out if it's a chemistry channel or not? Are you sure you're just not reading your emails?
I checked it. September 23rd last year, I got 360 vacuum cleaner offer, and this guy goes, "You'll have a chance to get up to $50 commission per piece." and a free vacuum cleaner.
You have a chance to get commission.
You have a chance to get money. But you're,
could you imagine someone doing, like, we want you to review our vacuum cleaner, but you have to buy it yourself?
But, dude, and it's also implied that I have a chance to get a free vacuum cleaner. What is the 360 vacuum?
That's,
dude, I feel like people think they're being generous.
I think it was,
stop checking my emails.
Daniel Thrasher was telling me once, I think it was Daniel telling me that some guy wanted him to make dedicated videos and he was offering him up to $25 or something.
Oh, I saw something interesting.
I get those sometimes.
You know, the Twitter, like viral Twitter posts, when you see the, like,
oh,
the sunlight and the dildo, like the ads where it's like they have a viral video post and then there's like these weird products that then they post below
it. Yeah.
Someone did that, and then they tweeted, like, they were like just getting in fights with people in the comments, and they said exactly like how much they got paid for it. How much do you think they got paid? A tweet with like 100,000 likes on it.
I think
how
I
much
saw.
Someone paid them to put that ad as like.
Oh
a
wait, did they say?
I think it's literally
say?
Like $50.
Do you have any idea, Michael? What would be your guess? Somebody offering them to like showcase their product.
I'd probably maybe like $75.
It was like $30.
No way! All these people are selling out for $30.
They're selling up for $30.
Because I
purple.
Willing, yeah, that.
I'm not
that
even gonna
stupid,
finish
like,
it.
Yeah, I know. It's every single tweet has that stupid.
It kind of makes you think that that's probably a pretty good way to market stuff. You should just reach out
$30. Yeah,
it makes me $30.
How do you find those tweets and just come in and be like, I'll give you $50 to put this like picture of, and it's like, I don't know what to send them. Just send
you
them something
just,
really weird.
Just a picture, not even a link. Just a photo of something.
A picture of a potato.
Exactly.
I want you to promote this potato.
Right.
I remember seeing, because I think I saw somebody who did that, and people, they were a verified account, and people were, some guy commented like, oh, you're a sellout. And the person said how much they were paid. And I think, yeah, they said there was like $50. And I'm like, so, why would you do that?
That's so, I mean, $50 is $50, but it also feels kind of like, just.
But for, like you said, 100,000 likes or something. And you're like, I'll take $50 to promote this. And you're just like, it has to be worth more than that.
It has to. Because like, they're selling the product for like 50, like couple.
Do you know how much money it would cost to run a tweet up to 100,000 likes? Like I ran,
so
I just did
much
it as an
money.
Experiment once.
I've done that before too.
I was playing around with it just to see how much it would cost. And it would, dude, to get to 100,000 likes, it would cost you like tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Or $50.
Or $50.
Or $30 if you can find the right one.
All right, let's see. I'll tell you guys right now how much it would cost us. I'll promote this tweet as a... All right, promote.
Oh, you're gonna try to promote one of your own tweets?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to because it's so expensive. But I'll tell you exactly how much it is. So let's say age range, 13 to 34, any gender.
Okay.
Daily budget, $5,000. No, okay. Let's
does
say
it give you any
daily budget of $2,500 for 30 days is going to be $15,000 total.
Okay.
And it says an estimated reach of 13 to 32,000 people a day. So I'll just tell you for like 100,000 people, it would be like.
No, but that's just reach too. That's not even.
Yeah.
That wouldn't even be interaction.
So it'd be like $2,500 to $5,000.
Oh my God.
To reach that is, like 100,000 people.
No, yeah, just
like
to
not
reach
a good
them.
Use of money.
No, not at all.
I don't
all.
Know. I've always been surprised how expensive like Facebook and all those other ads are to promote something. I think at one point I was messing around. This is like a couple of years ago, and I think I promoted a Facebook post, and I put like $10 in. I think it got 7 likes or something.
Hell yeah!
And I'm just like, it's how is that? I guess it's worth it if you really. If you're promoting something local or a product or something, but at almost $1 a like, that's kind of
it's less.
Have any of you guys ever tried
more
promoting
than,
your YouTube
that's
channel
crazy.
On YouTube?
No,
dude, have we tried?
I've never stooped that low, Kevin.
I have. Like when I first started,
promoted our own videos. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. Really early on, just to play with it.
Same.
We've also done it. This is I'm outing the greatest strategy of all times.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
you told this is so big brain.
I feel like, have I told you this, Michael? The biggest brain thing we ever did with YouTube advertising.
I have some recollection of this. What is it though?
I'm pretty sure the YouTube video discovery ad, like the videos that sit above the recommended videos on YouTube, use the same kind of system as the YouTube recommendations, are very similar. And so we ran videos, titles and thumbnails as an ad, and we had multiple variations of it. And then we would see which one had the highest click through. Yeah.
That's
and
so it was smart, dude.
And it was that's measurable amazing. Difference. I know. We only did it once though, because it's a huge pain to set it up. It's a nightmare to set it up. And so we only did it once, but it gave us legitimate results. I couldn't believe it. Like I ran it on, I think the audiences I chose was it was William, Michael.
Yeah, you have
and
to
Mark
go
Rober
through and
was, like,
set
the
like the interests and the age groups and demographics. It's a pain in the butt.
I kind of want to do more of it though.
Yo, man,
I hate making titles and thumbnails.
You know what's better?
YouTube knows about this though. They just want you to pay for the service.
I was gonna say just make better videos, and get better at thumbnails and titles.
Just make better videos.
Let's talk about better.
Just
titles
get
and
better.
Michael, you've got some questionable thumbnails, and the videos still do well. They're the building.
And this thumbnail,
building a laser baby. Building a laser baby. That thumbnail
slapped. You know how hard it is to get those fucking 5 milliwatt lasers to show up on a DSLR camera the day. Jesus. I filled the room with smoke for that.
You know,
I filled the whole room.
You
smoke.
Know, it's way
did you have
easier?
To Photoshop it at all, or did it just work?
Oh, editing it?
Yeah.
I edited it too. I made the reds way higher.
Way
and
redder.
And it still looks like shit. Way redderer. Still
I hate
looks
making
like
thumbnails.
Shit.
Dude, we were talking to Jabril earlier today, and he was showing us his thumbnail, and it just sucks. It sucks so much trying to come up with an idea. I have this idea. I'm just gonna, I don't even know if I should say it. I'm gonna say it. It'll force me to do it. I have this idea that I just don't know how to title it. I don't know how to title and thumbnail it. I want to do a very similar to the egg drop, where I get a kid, a teenager who wants a cell phone, and you get him a brand new cell phone, and you take him to the top of a parking structure, and you say, "This phone is yours, but you have to throw it off the parking structure," and you give him handful of crap to build something to protect the phone, and it's gonna happen.
That's
the phone's just gonna explode when it hits the ground. But how do you title that?
Dude, you talked
if
about
anyone
that
here
like
has any
three
ideas.
Or 4 years ago. I remember hearing about that longish.
I think that idea is about to enter the public domain. Well, you better hurry up.
You're gonna lose
care.
Copyright.
How do you describe it?
I think the more annoying something is to describe, the more abstract you get with a thumbnail, with the title at least.
It's almost like a
maybe
joke.
I don't know. It's something very unrelated. Look at Mr. Beast thumbnail titles. People's you can get away with a lot more than you do, right? How would you fucking title it? I don't know.
Torturing kids.
Boom. Teenager versus 50-foot fall. Easy. Yeah. Easy. And just arrows pointing down. Child versus 50-foot
That is actually kind of funny. Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. Teenage
child
that.
Versus.
I don't know.
Yeah, but people, what are people going to are they going
to
click
you
on
just
it?
Have to
gonna,
get. You just have
think
to get further
crap.
From the actual topic and then reevaluate the
child
amount
versus
of titles you
can
do. Child versus 50-foot fall. There it is. It's so easy. It's too easy.
I feel like no one's going to watch that.
I would click it, however.
Yeah. I mean, there's only one way to find out. God. What kind of projects are you working on now? I saw you tweet something about stocks. I feel like that kind of makes it far. Oh,
just the tweet. Because I got all the form.
The information
I'm looking for people to, just label some data. Label some data that I will use that data for something else. But I probably won't say it out loud because it's gonna take me 3 months more because I'm an asshole. So, but it's stock markets in there.
Is anyone here surprised that it's going to take him 3 months or more?
Fuck you.
Honestly, why do you even say the 3 months? Why not just say more?
Yeah, I don't know. That's like, that's...
it's going to take me more time than I have on this planet.
But it's so fucking annoying because I feel like every time I do it, we're like, I'm like, this is the idea, but then I'm going to do this little chunk of it. And then I like dive into that little chunk of it for like 15 days or 20 days.
Yeah.
Like, I made a site in order to collect the data from the people, because there was no like evaluation, like framework website that I could use that would fit my needs. So I wrote an API and set up a database, set up a server, learned a front end language. I learned React for this, for the rendering of the web page, like all that, just for them to click on the stuff. And that's not even a video. I didn't even start it on a fucking video.
You know what I feel like? I feel like that's almost you procrastinating. Are you a procrastinator? How much time do you actually spend working, and how much time do you spend
procrastinating? At least I'm learning shit while I'm procrastinating. At
least.
It's cool.
That's how you
shit,
motivate.
Though.
You justify the procrastination.
It's cool procrastination. At least useful stuff.
Okay, so when you're working on a project, I mean, this is also just to help me feel better about myself. How much time, when you let's say today I'm working on this project, how much time do you actually spend working on it, and how much time do you spend, like, on Reddit or, like, watching YouTube videos or anything else?
Depends
on the
day.
Can you actually sit for 10 hours straight and, like, work on something?
Yeah, for sure. When I'm feeling, like, good about it.
Right.
When it's a good one.
What about?
Sometimes
what
you
about
get
when
the
you're
bad days.
Bad.
Okay, no, what about when you get to editing? What's that day look
editing?
Like?
Editing? Oh, I'm good with the editing.
Really?
Because I film in a weird way. Will has heard how many this.
He does, because I do the same thing, so he talks.
Yeah. I think the biggest procrastination is watching, like, tech-related YouTube videos. Like, I'll watch, like, the trash of tech YouTube, where it's, like rating
like
top 10
Brownlee.
Programming languages.
Oh.
Something like that, where it's like vaguely related to what I'm doing, but obviously giving me nothing.
Right.
But
right.
like cheap entertainment.
It's
and
like
it's,
close
and
enough for you to justify
like
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
That's
I was,
the real trap.
I'll like try to look for like editing ideas, and I'll watch like Top Gear. I feel like Top Gear is such a, you know, it is what it is. And then I'll just be watching Top Gear for like 3 hours. It's like, damn it. Like
that's, yeah, I know. But maybe that's how you learn. I feel like that's how you would learn editing the best, is like you're just getting lost watching some stupid shit.
Yeah,
just seeing how other people do things. What is the? Yeah,
I don't know. I don't procrastinate.
Your stuff's way more technical though. You have it a little bit. You have like a different kind of like problem.
In what way?
Like I feel
you definitely procrastinate. How does it take like a month to synthesize grape soda flavor?
It took 14 days to do the reactions.
That shit hard.
What?
14
days,
Kevin.
Why not?
Because as I went, you have to do tests. You have to, like, I spent 14 days working on it.
I have a question. Why don't you just, like just sort of put some stuff in test tubes and do some shaking and then, like, drink something? And you're like, oh, it tastes like grape.
I mean, that's basically what I did, you know, just a little bit more complicated.
Did it actually taste like grape, or did you lie to everybody?
No, all my videos are actually just complete lies and fabrications. It did. It just tasted like kind of like crappy grape. Yeah.
Gross grape.
No, but
even
like today, when I was talking about that NMR machine. It took me, I spent 5 hours today because I just wasn't reading. The NMR machine wasn't giving me the results I wanted, so I had to tinker with it. Yeah, the enema machine. I had to just tinker with it. So I ended up asking my friend, and he's like, oh, you just loaded too much sample in. And he goes, concentrations can change the, sometimes hide certain signals. So then I changed the concentration, and it was fine. And that took like 5 hours today.
Oh my, I know what you're talking about. Sometimes I'll get stuck fucking 5-6 hours, and it's like working on a problem that's not even going to be in the part of the video. Yeah. It's
but,
like...
I had
then
to,
it turns
yeah,
into like
I
a personal thing
though.
Where it's like it's not even about solving the problem. I'm just got to prove to myself that I'm not an idiot.
Well, I had to prove I made the molecule. Otherwise, you can't go to the next step. So it's like a lot of times it's like you make it, but you have to spend hours proving to yourself that you made it.
Wow. Right. That's annoying as fuck.
Because this is a white powder, and you're just like, I don't know if this is really it.
That's what I feel like chemistry and electrical engineering are kind of similar. Like, I remember, Kevin, you were playing with that Jacob's ladder, the high voltage generator at your house. And it's like nobody has any idea, like, what it's doing. It's like, why is it not working? It's like, nobody knows why it's not working.
Oh, my God,
it's like,
I know.
And then, like, things are exploding. It's just, it's like, God damn it. Like, why? You can't see anything. It's just nothing moves. Like,
that's... Thank God for computer science. You guys got the short end of the stick.
Computer science can kind of be like that too, though. You know, when you like,
you can write a breakpoint everywhere in your fucking code, as many places. You can control all breakpoint every fucking line. It'll read out the data to you. It's like you're an idiot.
You remember that one thing where I changed I started. I had a Boolean that I was using as like a timer flag. So it was like the whole point was to be like, is it time to do something, true or false? But then I started using it as like a counter to like store like an actual value. Like, we're at this time, and then we look at the past time and we see how much time has passed. I forgot to change the data type. So it's like, it literally could only store a zero or one, and I was asking it to store like millions or hundreds of thousands. And so every time, like the code, like nothing worked, and I had no idea why nothing would work. And then Michael looks at it.
It wasn't even
like,
a typer.
It was just some stupid thing where it's like I didn't want it to be a Boolean. I just never changed it. And so then Michael looked at it, and then he saw it, and then I was like, then I fixed it, and then it worked.
I was like, oh yeah, I've seen this fucking 30 times. I've done this myself already.
So that Chem is kind of like that. You just don't know what's going. It's just not working, and you just don't know why.
And you don't know. You have no idea. What are you going to do? Get a microscope and zoom in on it and look at the molecules? Like,
the worst is when I worked on my ferrofluid project, because you need an electron microscope. Because they're all
nanoparticles. So to answer your question, well, yes, you are going to zoom in on the molecule.
Okay, well, now I feel like an idiot.
But I don't have that. So it's like, it just does, like, with a ferrofluid, you make, like, these particles, and then you have to dissolve it in kerosene. And if it doesn't work, you're like, well, guess something went wrong. I have no idea, because there's 17 variables. So I'll just try something that I think is going to change that. Like, you're just completely blind. But if you have,
chemistry,
if you get all the
stuff, than electricity.
That's frustrating.
But if you get all the stuff, it makes life a lot easier, which is why I got the NMR machine. Because otherwise, I'm just, what I did before was I took the chemical and you go, it's supposed to be water soluble. You throw it in water. Okay, that's good. It dissolved. Okay, it's supposed to react with this and turn like yellow. Okay, that's good. But it's like other things can do that too.
It turned chartreuse. Is that technically yellow? I would consider that yellow.
So it's like you're like, it's like Sudoku. You have to like figure out where it fills in the blanks, and then you can kind of get an idea of what's there.
The worst thing that happened was the chemical that I said they spent like 5 hours today on. I've been trying to make it on and off for years. I've tried it with like five different reactions. Yes.
Is it meth?
Yes. And one test, the simplest test is a melting point. But I've come to realize that it doesn't melt at what it's supposed. Like, everywhere online, even from chemical companies, the one that I bought a sample, they say it melts at a certain temperature. It does not. So I think
you just bought that melting point test apparatus too.
I think for years I've actually made the chemical, but I tested the melting point and it's wrong. And the second test was if you mix it in water and then add like sodium bicarbonate, they're all like it comes out, but it doesn't. So I've been doing that test for years, and apparently it might have been successful for years.
Is this some like weird obscure chemical that nobody uses anymore or something?
No, it's not really obscure at all, which makes it kind of weird.
That's so strange. Yeah, the test can be wrong instead of the
it's just odd. So I'm maybe
fuck that. That sounds frustrating as hell. Yeah, man. Fuck chemistry.
That's why like
it's normally never
mechanical
not
stuff
that
is
bad.
Great, because you're like, this shit broke. It's not moving.
Well, when chem is like that, I like it. Like when you make the smell things, like the things that smell. So you go, did it work? Great, it smells like grapes. It worked. Or does it do this? Great, it worked. But it's the ones that are. Don't really overtly do things.
Yeah.
That you have to test and you just don't even know if it's working.
What do you think the most frustrating project you worked on is, Michael? Other than all of them. And why does it take you? Why does it take you 6 months to do one?
Listen, man. I bought a fucking fish tank for this video. I'm diving deep. I got Wall Street.
Wait.
I got so much bullshit on this one.
Did you buy any fish?
Soon. You know, and then I had to talk to the lady for 45 minutes about how to raise a fish. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know you have to condition the water for a week and then test it before you're ready for a fish?
I figured that out.
I didn't know that. That's not going to be in the video.
I'm just waiting for the fish halfway through the video to like kind of has like the dot, but it's like in a different part of the fish because it's a completely different
fish. Yeah, it's a different fish.
But Michael, what you're saying about things not appearing in the video, I think that it's funny for me. One of the biggest changes in making videos was realizing that you didn't have to put everything you did in. Because it's like you put so much work into it. You're like, I need to talk about this fish tank and the lady
to justify all the work.
But then the video
it's like
just,
the maximum sacrifice.
You have to just not talk about it. And you have to learn to be like, it's okay. I spent a whole day on something that nobody will even know happened.
I know.
I fucking know. Oh, that's just the worst. What was the most frustrating shit? That fishing pole video.
Yeah.
That was an obscure thing.
That was probably more like an editing thing, right? You think it was
that
like,
one was editing? Oh yeah, editing was hell. I remember that was very helpful. What you helped.
I remember that you hated that video, and I was like, trying.
I was depressed as fuck.
It's so frustrating.
It was a good lesson in like how to deal with a big bulk amount of footage though. But the whole video was like, I had to cut so much sadness out of the video because it was just not funny. Not even funny. Because there's like, we're doing it, then there's funny sadness, and then there's like sadness. And that shit ain't funny.
You felt like total shit about that video, and it has 10 million views, right?
Right, but it was shit in the moment too. Like doing, on Maui,
yeah,
I literally made it out of garbage.
We
actually made it out of trash. And like that metal was from a microwave. I pounded it with the hammer myself.
That shit
sucked. It did explode when the thing got too fast. That happened. I can't believe we're okay. And then I called you about JB Weld. And you suggested JB Weld. And I was like, what's that?
Because you were trying pin a shaft to another thing. And I was like,
yeah, the problem
was
like, it was like getting inside of a cylinder shaft with a hole inside.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get a pin in there for the fishing rod, I don't know, to connect. And what I was doing was just drilling a hole in it, and that was drilling a hole through the outside of the outer shaft.
And shearing.
So the solution was like, fuck it, make or break, JB Weld, spun in there nonstop, and let it cure overnight. And it fucking worked. It worked better than the other thing.
Do you think you were more frustrated like trying to make the fishing pole or trying to put the video together?
I think, they were different. They were about
different
the same.
Okay.
Yeah, different kind of fuck.
Okay.
There was enough bullshit in it was probably making the thing. Because I had a deadline, too, for my flight back. So it was fuck, we got to do this today. I was supposed to be there on vacation.
That was project was a disaster. I remember, you had to go to Costco and, buy another camera because you hadn't brought your camera with you or something
I did, too. The nicest camera I could find was...
The Rebel. I don't know what it was.
Rebel T6i, T5i.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the best camera you can get on Maui. This is it. Congratulations.
At Costco.
And then for the audio equipment, I went to my old high school and took it. And I asked the teacher for it. I just fucking took
it. Did you give it back?
Yeah, I gave it back. Yeah. And then for the labs, I had to get them from the college I worked at. I just asked my friend's mom. She gave me labs, and then I gave them back. That was such a fucked... That was so fucked, the experience.
Michael, I have a question. Do you find that often some of the best videos come out of the ones that, in the moment, you feel they're the worst, or they're just falling apart?
I feel like that's the rule. Yeah, I feel like that's the rule.
Yeah, because I've been trying to... I don't know. It's like every video that, in the moment, I'm like, this is not going to work. I just wasted weeks of effort... I hate everything and I'm depressed, turn out to be the best. And I'm trying to, in those moments, be like, it's going to turn out.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. And
every time we film something and I feel like I'm just sitting like almost like crying. Like, okay, here's a good one. You remember I don't even want to say it. When we tried to drive the cars across the lake.
That was sad because I felt like pathetic. Pathetic as shit. I remember that video.
It was so bad. Like I was thinking maybe like I had bought this like $200 RC car. I was like thinking maybe it could kind of like skim a little bit across the water. And then Michael bought this like $15 car at Target. And like Neither of them went across the wires. I don't know what we were thinking, and it honestly ends up being like 10 times funnier because of it. And so what felt really bad when we were doing it just ends up like making the video probably so much better than it should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been like pretty boring if it just actually skimmed across the water. Right.
Like, who cares?
So it's like, so how do you deal with that? Where it's like the things that make you feel bad are actually good.
I don't know. I think you just have to suffer. I really think you just have. If you're not suffering, you're not making good videos.
You're not doing it right. It's, yeah, because when I think back, it's all the times where I think it's a disaster. And then it turns, it makes the project feel more rewarding. But then it also makes it more interesting. But it's like every time the disaster happens, you don't know if that's the disaster that's you're not going to pull out of.
I saw.
Yeah, I always fear where it's like full scrap video. Yeah, it's like that's my biggest fear. It's like, fuck, I'm 2 months in. I have to get rid of all of it. It's not going to work.
But it's like every time you pull through, and I'm just like, okay, the next one's going to be the big disaster that I don't make it.
Yeah,
I was ready.
Not reassuring at all.
I was ready to kill the video that I just posted. I was like, I hated it. I was so like frustrated with it. I was just dragging it out. The cutting my hair with the robot.
Oh yeah, that was sweet.
I was just like, it felt so like, I don't know, because like it didn't even cut my hair well, and it was just like a huge disaster. Like I should have put better scissors. We didn't have any time, and I was like, I hate this. I hated it.
Was that something where you tried to make it seem better than it was? Or you were trying to,
and then man. See now, so this is this,
See instead of like embracing the cringe, like driving the the cars across the lake and it not working, or so like trying to make an arc reactor.
I was gonna show it in the video, and I just I wanted to die. I had to cut off a lot of my hair by hand because it just like it was. I had too much hair, like it was causing problems. So like, when you see my hair go from like really big. To like much smaller, that was like a bunch of it was just lopped off by hand because like you just couldn't do it with the robot, and it was like it just didn't make any sense like in the story. Like it was just that video is
I get it,
one of those things. So then once my hair was shorter, then it was much more manageable to cut with the buzzer because the scissors were like safety scissors, not hair cutting scissors.
Yeah, I saw they're like craft scissors.
Yeah, they don't work well. And so we basically had to make it more manageable because it was also like 4 a.m. because like the only time my friend at work could do it was like way late in the evening. Mm. And so it was super, super late. And it just like was kind of working, kind of not. And sometimes making videos is fun and sometimes making videos just like sucks. And that was one where I was just like, I have no idea what I'm doing right now.
I saw a post on the YouTubers subreddit and somebody said, help, I made a really popular video and it did really good and now I have a lot of anxiety about what to post next.
Yeah.
And I said, "Do you think welcome to the club, baby."
I kind of have a vibe that, I want to guess, why has Michael, like, posting frequency decreased so much? Is it because... we're doing therapy right now. This is group therapy.
Can you guys keep talking while I'm in the bathroom? I really got to piss.
We'll keep talking. We'll speculate.
I'll hear it all.
If you need help, scream.
This is kind of like when I was asking you guys about your Amazon purchases to make myself feel better. This is also going to help us feel better.
Yeah. Well, we did it last time. Yeah.
I was actually going to message Michael at some point just because... I'm going to scale down the frequency that I post videos, and I was going to ask him why he scaled it down.
I feel like I have a handful of guesses.
If he says like for his own mental sanity,
I'll tell you what I feel personally about this. Cause
that's
how
I feel.
So you make a video and it's a good video. And then you kind of feel like you have to make your next video good too. And it's like you set yourself in this feedback loop where everything has to be like a good video. Whereas like you remember when you first started making videos on YouTube, it was like literally you make anything. Like you made Vin Diesel out of sandwich meat. That was awesome. But like how do you think
I haven't done anything like that recently.
Yeah, because it's like now you need to think there needs to be a point. There needs to be a story. There needs to be like purpose. But back then it was just like fucking around, like doing stuff for the fun of it. So I don't know.
I think that's unavoidable though, just because it's like objectively, it's like you learn how to make better videos, right?
God, he's been gone a long time. He's probably taking a dump.
No, but I think that's all in your head that you think.
I don't think so. I don't think so. And the thing is, like, I mean, I had to skate.
Was that a speed dump or a pee?
Maybe both.
That's a long piss.
I have to scale
back. Was that a long piss or a fast dump?
Yeah. Well, I realized that my posting frequency was literally impossible.
Yeah, that shit sucks. Like, yeah, yeah.
It's just, when it takes 14 days to just film, and then it takes me 2+ weeks to edit, then I go, when do I have time to film the next video?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then you just start up right back again.
But the problem is my projects fail sometimes. I've spent 2 weeks and it fails, and you're just like, oh, well, that sucks.
That's trash now. Yeah.
There's no video this month.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it's a little bit of all of your guys. You guys all have very, like, pretty good theories. Also, I don't know, like, I'm trying to keep it, like, if you don't want to post, if you don't want to make a video, then you probably shouldn't make a video. Like, it's not fun for you. If it's not fun for you, then who's having fun? I don't know.
Yeah, but what if it is something fun that you find fun, but other people, like, I do a lot of side projects that I enjoy, but nobody would like that, so I just don't post it.
I do that as well, yeah.
So I do think that as well. I have and I think zero that's good for side projects. Well.
Yeah.
I think it's like a fear of like the audience's expectation. Like you're afraid that the audience like expects too much from you. Where it's like
maybe a little bit, but I'm trying to like
I don't care about my audience.
Well, it's like I feel like you can't post all this the little random garbage because it is kind of like not that great like, of a video. So
garbage.
When I started posting some crap to the second channel, I felt it was so liberating because I literally did not care. Like there was nobody to disappoint. I was just like, I'm just gonna make whatever and post anything that I feel like making and not feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I don't have that. Maybe though. On like TikTok. That's what's weird. Yeah. I don't care what people think about what I make. Because I don't
That's good. Fucking good,
but the problem is, I think the problem
is me. Bullshit. You definitely care.
Yeah, that's why you like have to prove that your chemicals are actually the chemicals, because other people would just say like, "Yes, look at this white powder I made. This is definitely the right chemical."
Because I would say,
but
like,
he also wants to know it's the right chemical.
Yeah, so you have your own like.
Because you would feel like shit if he didn't make it.
Well, if I get the next reaction here, and it doesn't work, then I screw myself.
Everyone here has done the same thing. If you were to look at every single one of your guys' videos in order from start to finish, they have gotten progressively more complicated.
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why?
Tell you why.
No, yours are way more complicated, Michael.
Yeah. Well, you get better at making the videos, and also you run out of boring shit to do. Like.
Yeah.
I try to think of those boring things, and it's like, I
just don't want to do
them. I've exhausted the extent of
those things. It's only like the
high level
things now. It's like all the stupid stuff.
Is that why is that because you want to do the high level things, or is it because you feel like you almost have to do the high level things?
I mean, you'd be lying if you didn't say it was both, but it's mostly because I want to do like a high level thing. Because if I just do tiny random shit, like there's only so much tiny random shit I do. And I'll do it on the side too, random stuff.
Right. I like doing dumber stuff, and I feel like I almost am afraid that people like don't want dumber stuff. It's like make it more complicated, more complicated, more complicated. It's almost like you want to do complicated stuff because I feel like I owe people complicated stuff.
Mm. It's weird because I do complicated things, and I've explained this to you before because I like suffering. So even it's like, and I've been trying to reconcile with this. It's because I know. The project is the most rewarding and exciting when it feels like I can't do it. So I purposely choose projects that are hard because certain ones feel insurmountable. And I like feeling like I'm cornered in the project. When I'm there,
does feel good.
When I'm there, I hate it, but I also like it. So I purposely
choose. When you have a deadline coming up.
I don't do deadlines because I'll never make them.
Yeah, fuck deadlines.
Like I can't
make
them.
I don't know. I feel like so many like... I don't like you see this so many times where it's like you just like get stuck in the posting cycle and then like someone burns out, right?
Right.
Like it's like we're not like first generation YouTubers. We're like third or fourth generation YouTubers. Mm. There's like literally 100 examples of such a thing happening where it's like you make a video and it's like I gotta post constantly and then it becomes not fucking fun and then they burn out. There are fucking hundreds of that. And like.
Yeah.
it's like, Jesus fucking Christ. There's gotta, you can, can't keep doing the same shit over and over.
Right.
I've literally run out of stuff to pour molten aluminum on.
Have you tried pouring it on yourself? Pouring it,
yeah, pour it in your mouth. Pouring
that's
molten aluminum
final,
in your mouth.
Yeah, the final
the
video.
Final video. Yeah.
It's like we've always joked.
Look at a taser.
You do that. You do an egg drop. You can put the egg in your mouth and jump off the roof.
The egg will be fine.
That's good.
So if you had a second channel, Michael, what would be like a video you'd post on the second channel?
Oh, I might make a TikTok actually.
Dude, mm-hmm. Get on the TikTok.
Yeah, it was
man.
Nice. Yeah, we all did TikTok for a while. I liked.
I
it.
Got addicted to TikTok.
Kevin,
not
did?
Posting.
I'm
but
still
consuming.
On.
It's bad.
Oh.
It's
every
really
fucking day. I was like going like 2 hours when I wake up, 2 hours before I go to bed, TikTok constantly. Oh. And then I watched Bo Burnham's Inside. You guys see Bo Burnham's Inside yet?
I
watched
Inside
it. I got so sad and so like I had this feeling that I was like, oh, I'll never accomplish anything that amazing.
Oh,
and I got
no.
so sad at myself. I was like, I'm wasting so much time, and I deleted TikTok.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bo Burnham's Inside.
I feel like I somehow I tricked myself into
so
like not opening it. Like I've like somehow like made myself refuse to open TikTok. Like
TikTok?
I hate. I've like convinced myself that I don't like watching it because you'll watch too much of it. Almost. Yeah. Like I feel like I've realized that the algorithm's too good.
It's too good. It's
you know?
Like crack.
Like
dude.
I refuse to let it be too good to me, and so I like will not open it.
That shit's crack though. Yeah, but I would like to start maybe posting some stuff there. I played sorry, you asked like what I would post there. I would post I actually like might start making this. I did like a like on stream. It was like a modded Minecraft server. Have you guys tried modded Minecraft? It's badass.
I don't think so.
That's just sweet. There's like a million mods though, but on this one server that like Offline TV did, I streamed it, and there's like a mod in it that's it's called Computercraft, and it lets you like code in Minecraft, like you're actually able to write shit
in the mod
in Minecraft
in game.
In game.
Oh, cool.
Like there's a computer, you open a terminal,
and
it's a real terminal. Yeah, you can do it's Lua. It's Lua,
okay.
Which is the worst language ever. I don't know why they chose it, but like. I came up with like a farm because farms were banned. Like, sorry, animal farms were banned. So you had to do manual like plant farming on the server. So I had like these robots. Also, the mod has robots where they can move and break blocks that would like go around on this like plot of land and farm me potatoes where they would look at each thing and like you'd pick the potato and plant it and then drop it into a water conveyor belt. And then I made a vending machine system where it like... You threw items in it, and it would suck the items down and count the items and then compare them to the rates and give you potatoes back. So it was like a vending machine on the server. So it was like
that's
super
awesome.
It took me like hours and hours to make. But like random
shit
like that.
You
gotta
figure out how it works too. Like trying to figure out how all like the components interact and like how to get the robots to do that. Like
yeah.
Isn't redstone
really fucking fun?
Isn't like redstone basically like logic circuits already or something?
No, it's so much worse though. It's like broken logic.
Yeah.
It's like if a programmer had to come up with electrical logic, it's really bad. I spent a long time trying to figure it out, and like it just doesn't make sense. It makes a tiny bit of sense, but it doesn't make sense.
I've seen all the charts, like XORGit. I'm like, oh my god,
dude! I don't know what they were thinking. Like,
yeah,
it feels really like you just have to have like a cheat sheet, basically. Of,
yeah,
like,
as you're doing it,
like what a gate looks like, and it,
yeah, some people are really good at it.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, if you get really good at redstone, though, you could have just straight up used that time and become like an actual.
I know.
Engineer. Yeah.
We played a lot of like Satisfactory and stuff, and there's a lot of it's kind of almost like that modded Minecraft mod you're talking about.
Yeah,
you can't program
like you just make
though.
A
yeah, a but it's like almost a roundabout way of programming stuff.
Yeah, you have to figure out how to get stuff from like
your
point
gates
A to point
and yeah,
yeah,
like comparators.
I like doing stuff like that.
I think
sometimes
yeah,
like
yeah.
making stuff in real life can just be too difficult. Like
it is.
Too
it
many
takes
little,
too long.
Tiny stupid problems. Like,
yeah.
Remember even, like, so Kevin and I were playing with, Jesus, I'm waiting for, who? I don't know.
I got
what
you to play Rust for a little
whatever.
Bit, right?
No, I was talking about the X-ray tube. We were playing with the X-ray tube.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the little tiny technical difficulties. Like, so we're busting off X-rays in the garage. They're going everywhere. And we're, like, before we could actually get X-rays out of it, we're trying to get it to emit X-rays. And it just would not, like, we could not figure out what was wrong. And it's like,
oh yeah,
it did.
Yeah, like, it would turn on for a second and then turn off again.
Right. And so it's like one of those problems where you, like, I just, like, we just want to do the thing. Like, we don't want to sit here and try to figure it out. And I feel like sometimes, like, some of these, like, games can just let you do something without having to deal with all the little tiny BS.
Yeah.
To get there.
So, no, continue, actually.
I was going to say, it turns out we were overwhelming the high voltage power supply. And so it was, we were trying to draw too much current from it. And so the voltage was dropping and it couldn't emit. Like, that the tube wasn't turning on, basically.
So we had to, yeah. Mm. You'll see it in the video.
Jesus. Poggers. Kevin got on the table holding the, like, raw output from the high voltage power supply. He's just standing on a wooden table. And it's like, you can just feel it in the air. Like, the air is just being pumped.
All my hair was standing up.
It literally
up.
Creates, like, this electrical pressure. It's like one of the, if you ever feel something like this in real life, you're probably about to be struck by lightning.
You're about to die.
Everything feels just weird. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Almost so, like tingly.
Yeah, that's
like,
why 5G gives you COVID. I think I heard about that. Yeah, that's a similar.
What games are you playing now, though? I play some.
No, only when there's a server. I like other people to be on. I play a lot of, like, Valorant, which is just a shooter, and I've been playing a lot of Apex recently. And do you guys play Warzone?
Yeah.
We used to.
Really we used to. We played so much of it, though.
I had to quit because I was too good. Because I was too good.
Tunnel syndrome now.
I started playing Apex since Skulltown came back.
An injury. I have gaming-related injuries.
Gamer-itis?
Gamer hand.
Yeah. I got tendonitis.
His right wrist is damaged.
No, left. Gaming. It's from simultaneously playing Warzone in all of my free time with these guys and then editing all day.
Oh yeah,
and my fingers were in the exact same position, so it just gave me some sort of tendon problem.
Fuck. Have you been playing Warzone?
No. But if you guys ever play it, I'll play.
Oh yeah, we're. I mean, I've been playing it a lot with George. Actually, George plays every day.
Who do you play on Apex?
I'm not a play. You should peep Apex. Yeah, I play Bloodhound on Apex.
Do you
like the game?
Do you play arenas? Because that's a lot like Valorant. Kind of.
It is. I play a lot of, like, I like the, but you can't do ranked arenas, so I do like,
yeah.
I like
oh,
the
I hate, I hate playing I ranked, though. It's too stressful.
Really?
It's just too stressful.
Okay, I don't really understand, what is ranked? Is it like competitive play?
In games, yeah, it's competitive. Yeah.
So like you get like a number?
Yeah, where you're rated relative to people around you, or to everyone else. So they give you like leagues. Okay. So usually the rank is something like, the shitter tier is like silver or iron, and then it's like bronze, and then like,
yeah,
I don't know, fucking something. It's then like gold and like diamond.
If you
and
like
all that.
When you win and you get a kill, you get like, you know, a couple points to move up. But if you lose the game, you like you lose points to
you go
like
down.
To go down.
Oh, that's kind of stressful.
It's
like
very stressful. So you like
guys,
it is.
You have to keep doing better just to maintain.
We should we should all play League, ranked.
Fuck you!
No.
I'll never go back.
No.
That was the worst time of my life. Was League of Legends.
Is that what you tried to make us play? We played that once.
Yeah. Will didn't even get through the first bot game.
The tutorial.
He rage quit against the bots.
That was bots.
He didn't
they
even
really
make
good.
It. He didn't even make
that
it.
Fucked up.
I it's just. So I, what did weird. I say? I said screw this, and then I was like, I don't have time to learn this.
Dude, it's like an hour. It's like an hour. Intro.
Dude,
it was ridiculous.
Awful. You were talking it up.
Well, no, it takes you like a year of playing it like consistently
to
not be absolute garbage.
Absolute shit. Yeah, it's a. I fucking hate that I got into that League of Legends. I played so.
It took
much
way too many years of my life away.
Exactly. Yeah, League took a lot. I used to like. Oh, fuck. I would do in general. I would skip school to play video games. League took a big chunk of those days.
League's pretty. Really? It's
yeah.
What
I play
a what a degenerate. What about Skyrim?
Yeah,
I heard you talk about
yeah.
how much you used to play Skyrim. Do you think you've lived more life inside of Skyrim or outside of Skyrim?
It's about equal. I've played so many hours of Skyrim every summer. Just like unfettered access to Skyrim. New character every summer. Fucking gross moldy coffee cups to my right. It's like 3 a.m. God, I love that shit. I used to play gross. League of Legends. My mom was like getting mad at me for not going to sleep. So I made like a a thing in my shitty little closet where you could sit down and have a laptop, and I played League in the closet, and then had like a dummy on the bed.
I bet that was so cozy.
It was like a fake wig.
I bet that was nice, it though.
It was hot. It was cozy. And then she caught me at one point.
I remember the other story is when you would ditch school, you would rig the home phone to not pick up calls.
Yeah, that was when I was like late or absent.
And they call you.
To not...
Yeah.
Yeah, they would call. They would call and be like, hey, he didn't show up to this class or he has detention or
Your
something.
Degenerate son ditched school today.
Yeah, but they didn't check if you picked up. So if you just shut the phone line down for like, and they always send it the same time of day. If you shut it down for that amount of time, then you're good.
Nice.
Boom.
What did you do? You like wired a switch or something into the actual phone?
Yeah,
line?
It was like a little Arduino and then just like, I just picked a wire from whatever. I don't know.
Just like one random wire like on a relay?
Yes. All I know is it doesn't work without that wire.
Okay, so I have a question.
Turn it off.
How long was it like that? Is it still like that?
No, my mom found it like years later, and she was like, "What the fuck is this?" Because it clearly wasn't a phone company.
She made you undo
FBI
it or something.
Yeah, we've been tapped.
I don't know if she. I'm pretty sure I lied and was just like, "I couldn't tell you what that is."
Is it still? You think it's still there?
Nah, there's no way it's still there. I think she took it. Actually, I don't know.
She would have had to reconnect the wires.
She might have bought a new watch. It might still be there, actually, for all I haven't been home in a long time.
Their phone is broken. Their phone hasn't rung in like time.
It just did this one time. Calls always drop.
Oh, we should... do we even... like? I was going to bring up the FBI story, but I feel like you guys have... You talked about it, and we sort of like talked about it last time. Is that even interesting to come Michael's side of the FBI story when they showed up to our house in
Nah, you probably
Oxnard?
Covered it. Probably covered it.
No enthusiasm.
You probably covered it.
We just need to get. We need new FBI stories. That's what we need.
Yeah. Let's do more.
I feel like you only get one good FBI story, and then after that they become bad stories.
Something. I mean, there's no FBI here, but I was wondering because I bought on eBay today. I saw that you can't. Okay, you can't buy radioactive material. But you can buy in bulk a bunch of old radium watches and radium like dials.
Yeah.
I bought them because it's one of those things like you buy but you don't think you're ever gonna do. I don't know how much radium is in it. Like they radioactively just glow in the dark.
Right.
Constantly.
Yeah, that's badass.
So my goal is I want to take the radium out and put it into something else.
And like reconcentrate it.
There's probably a 50% chance that I'll die doing it.
That's fine.
So the rule in Canada, as far as I know, is very interesting. If you work with radioactive material and you use it in a way that does not require its radioactivity, it's totally legal. But if you do it in a way that uses its radioactivity, you must get permission and go through like a bunch of stuff and follow rules. So it's like
if you make something that just happens to be radioactive, it's like that's okay.
Well, like so when I worked with uranium, because I just mixed it with glass.
What if you just said I need a yellow powder?
Well, you can't buy this stuff. Like this is no, you definitely can't buy it. And it's like anyone who works with it works in it in like a contained box.
Right.
When I did uranium glass, it just glowed when you shot UV on it, which doesn't have to do with its radioactivity. So you can follow no rules. The guy on the phone told me you can throw it in the garbage, but we would prefer if you didn't. But if you use it in a way that requires its radioactivity, you now have to dispose of it legally. So I don't know what the laws are about all this radium, and they might wonder
I'm pretty sure
buy from Russia all of these watches, they might
confiscate them.
They might come knocking.
We when I bought the X-ray tube off of eBay, I'm pretty sure. I think you need some sort of. You need something.
There's a disclaimer.
Oh, you guys have an FBI.
It was like, it was $200
incoming.
It was $200 and it was totally broken. Like the inside. Remember the wires were all disconnected. They were like had sheared off.
Yeah.
And then the power supply. We bought. Oh dear God. The 60,000 volt variable power supply. Like. For like $400, like you should not the fact that like anyone could just buy that thing is absolutely insane to me. Like, yeah, I mean, Kevin, it's, we were shooting like 8-inch sparks off. Oh, yeah. Like it would do like a 4-inch spark gap, I think.
Oh, I think so. Like at least, yeah.
Like 3 to 4 inches. And then if you put it on a surface, it would go like 8 inches along the surface. It would make a spark.
Yeah,
there always, how can you buy stuff like that?
Yeah, there's always those things you buy, and I'm like, I'm so grateful that people sell this, but why?
Yeah,
these are like the kind
how
of
how can you
that,
buy this?
If you buy it,
what have you bought? Where the government's going to come after you for that? They already know about that. You can show us.
I see a gas container back there. What's in that?
You have the robot dog. Did they give you explicit like rules robot about that? Like you can't attach weapon to it. I'm assuming.
Nope. But it's in the warranty where you can't.
Like, you just void the warranty.
Where they're like, it's void. Yeah, I definitely voided it at some point. That shit's void. But it's a cool dog. It's a cool ass dog. And now that it's voided, you may as well just like strap stuff to it, you know? I want to put a BB gun on it. That would be sweet.
What's the most?
I did the math. You could exactly fit an M60 machine gun on there with 1,000 rounds of ammo.
Yeah, 15 kilograms. Yeah.
Yeah, like 6. I think it was 12. Yeah.
What else is the most dangerous thing you think you bought online?
Bought?
Or in person?
There was 200 rounds.
I don't have anything like that bad.
What's that? That's a welder. Okay, yeah, it's the gas container.
Yeah, I got a welder. Oh yeah, Will, do you want a welder?
You don't want it?
I have a MIG combo TIG welder. It's one of those hybrid.
If you don't want it, I'll take it. Why don't you want it?
Yeah, you can have it. I don't like MIG. I tried it out. I'm not a fan. So I got a different TIG. If you want it, yeah.
Yeah, I'll try it. I'll do it.
It's a lift TIG and normal MIG.
Hell yeah. Yes. Look at that. If you're patient, good things come your way.
Good things come your way. I don't know. Yeah, I don't have too much bad shit. Like, yeah, you guys buy much more lethal things.
I just forget about it. Like, I remember when I get it in the mail and I open up the package, I'm always like, man, they should not be able to ship this. And then I just forget what it is.
You have like a pound of cyanide.
What do you think the most dangerous thing you've ever done is? I feel like there's sort of a theme across some of these YouTube channels.
I did the mind control car thing.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucked. That was pretty bad. Like,
was
but
it
there
the
was
gas
no
or the brake? You had the actuator.
It was a danger to me. Oh, the actuator was on a gas. That was on the fucking gas. I didn't know how I was going to do it. So I like, dude, that thing was plumbing, you know, plumber's tape, the metal tape. I just fucking plumbing taped it to the inside of the car and like screwed it into the plastic and shit.
Yeah.
It was pretty badass. And then like I might have put in a kill switch. I forget if I did. I think the kill switch was probably pulling the tube out of the piston.
Oh, was it so it was like a pneumatic? Wait, would it just floor it then?
Yeah, it was not analog.
Okay, that's actually really bad.
Nothing.
That's a good answer. Your car literally just like it like floors and you're sitting there struggling trying to like rip a piece of like pneumatic pipe out.
Yes. It would floor it every time so you didn't know if it was like a malfunction or not. Also it was like a brainwave analyzer, so that was like hard to tell.
Right. It like worked half the time, not even.
It worked like half the time. It worked enough where you were like, yeah, this probably is a real technology and not bullshit.
Oh, I have a video that I was going to ask if you want. I'm going to tell you after, though, because it's a good idea that somebody will steal if I say it. I want to do this video with you, me, iDubbbz, and Alan Pan, where you and I compete against Alan and Ian to do a thing, and it's a very, very... It's a good thing. I like the thing. It's a very destructive thing. It's not, you don't have to make something. You have to do the opposite of it. So it's much easier to do over the course of like, you know, like half a day.
You told me this one. It's a good one.
Do you want to just say it and then we cut it out?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we could do that. Well, thanks for talking. Appreciate you coming on to Safety Third. We'd like to thank the sponsor of today's video, Trees. Thank you, Trees, for existing. Any sponsor you want to thank, Michael?
Nah, I ain't got one in the works yet.
No,
right now.
What about you, Kevin? Anyone in your life you want to?
Nah, I mean, no.
Shout out to God for this.
That's a good one. That's you can never go wrong.
You can never go wrong with God.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Actually, are you gonna go? Are you gonna go to David's house tonight? Maybe I'll see you.
I am, but I'm gonna probably be there like for a little bit. But I yeah, I'll go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'll go.
You guys want to see Jimmy Neutron?
Shout out to Jimmy Neutron.
Shout out to Jimmy Neutron.
Shout out to Jimmy Neutron.
Okay.
Nice.
So you got a little bit of glimmer.
Yep.
What a docile cat.
Bye-bye. Don't scratch me. All right. I'll see you guys later.
All right. See you later, gamers.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.